Morning, church, again. Just like the video we watched, today our topic is love. Love is the word we hear everywhere. You know Beatles? Okay, let me try. Yep. All you need is what?
Love.
Thank you, Beatles. And to classic literature, love thought is good, but given unsought is better, by Shakespeare. We casually toss around the word, I love pizza, I love naps, and of course, I love my dog, which, let's be honest, sometimes ranks higher than a few humans in our lives. Amen. But when Scripture talks about love, what's it really getting at? We just heard two powerful passages, one from Jesus and one from Paul. And both point us to something deeper than emotion. They talk about love that sacrifices, love that lasts. To help us dig into that kind of love, we are continuing our journey through Les Mis. This is the fourth message in our six-part series, and today we are focusing on love. How it shows up in desire, in loyalty, and ultimately in greatness. Through the lives of Marius, am I correct to pronounce, Penico? Marius or Marius? Marius, okay. Marius, Cosette, and especially Jean Valjean. It's hard to pronounce, right? Jean Valjean. We'll see how love can shape a life and maybe even reshape our own. Let me set the stage. Marius is a young revolutionary, passionate and somewhat impulsive. Cosette is the adopted daughter of Jean Valjean, a former convict who has transformed his life through an extraordinary act of grace. Their story is not just a romantic tale, but a profound exploration of what love truly means. Love often begins with a spark, right? Think about the first time you had a crush. Forgotten? Think about it. Heart racing, right? Heart racing, palm sweating, and suddenly questioning whether your outfit was cool enough. In Les Mis, Marius and Cosette experienced this classic love at first sight moment. And let's be real, most of us don't get a sweeping orchestral soundtrack when we fall in love. Really. But the feeling, that part's real. Romantic love is a gift. And Scripture does not shy away from its beauty. So let's read together from Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 5. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am weak with love. Wow. Apparently, in ancient times, fruit was the ultimate romantic gesture. Who knew raisins could be so seductive? Even thousands of years ago, people were getting weak in the knees over their beloveds. But while romance is wonderful, it alone cannot sustain love. Love must be refined and strengthened through commitment and growth. Proverbs Proverbs gives us wisdom here. Let's read Proverbs 27:17 together. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens a friend. Wow. Love is not just butterflies and poetic words. It's built on something deeper. Loyalty. Loyalty. And that's where we turn next. Marius, though deeply in love, is a bit, well, let's say easily distracted. His affections shift with his circumstances, much like how we sometimes get overly excited about the next big thing. Whether it's a new diet, a workout routine, or a trendy coffee odor, oatmeal, matcha latte, anyone? Oh yeah. We are often drawn to what's new rather than what's lasting. But true love is steady. Zhang Baozhang's love for Cosette is not based on fleeting passion, but on unwavering loyalty. He raises her, protects her, and ultimately sacrifices for her, not because it benefits him, but because he has chosen to love her no matter the cost. Jesus speaks of this kind of love. Let's read John 15:13 together again. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. This is not just about literal self-sacrifice, but about a way of life, choosing to love even when it's inconvenient, difficult, or costly. Loyal love is grounded in trust and commitment. Just as strong friendships are built on faithfulness, our love for Christ and one another must be rooted in something deeper than convenience. Jesus says something even more intimate. Let's read John 15:15 together. I don't call you servants any longer, because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Christ's love transforms us, not just into followers, but into friends. So we must ask ourselves, what does our love look like? Is it rooted in fleeting emotions, or is it built on lasting commitment? Let's take a breath here and think, are we living the kind of love that stays when things get hard? The kind that shows up when no one else does. At the end of Les Mis, Zhang Baozhang tells Cosette a profound truth. To love or have loved, that is enough. Ask nothing further. What a magnificent love. After a lifetime of struggle, redemption, and grace, he realized that love, not power, not wealth, not achievement, is what truly matters. This echoes Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Let's read it together with fresh ears. Now, faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the greatest of these is love. Amen. Love is not just feeling or an obligation. It is the core of our faith. Now here's an important question. Do we love out of obedience or do we obey out of love? Some believe love is simply a duty or rule to follow, but when we love because we must, it becomes a burden. However, when we obey because we love, it becomes an act of joy. Think about a parent caring for a child, a friend standing by another in crisis, or a congregation serving the community, not because they have to, but because they want to. Love that is freely given is love that reflects Christ. And this kind of love liberates. So often we are trapped by fear, resentment, or self-interest, yet love at its greatest sets us free. Let's read John 8:32 together. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Love is the greatest truth because it moves us beyond ourselves and into the lives of others. So as we journey through Lent, we reflect on Jesus' ultimate act of love, his sacrifice on the cross. But before we arrive at Good Friday or Easter morning, let's commit to living out the kind of love that lasts, a love that is more than fleeting emotion, a love that stands firm in commitment and loyalty, a love that is the greatest of all virtues. In Les Mis, we hear the words, to love another person is to see the face of God. What if this week we looked for the face of God, not in the clouds or in lofty idea, but in the person next to you, in your neighbor, in your family member, even the stranger on the street? May we live in such love today and always. And as we move forward, may we remember that love is not merely a feeling or an obligation, but a transformational force that reshapes our hearts, our relationships, and our world. When we love as Christ loved us, we become not just servants, but friends. Friends of God. Friends to one another. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the love that first found us, the love that stays with us, and the love that sends us out. Let the words we've heard today not remain only in our minds, but take root in our hearts and bear fruit in our lives. Shape our desires, deepen our loyalty, and lead us into the greatness of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.